We see in the first reading today this encounter between Jacob and this mysterious visitor in the night. It is interesting, Jacob's demand of him for a blessing. But the man says to him, "What is your name?" We may think nothing of it, but you have to understand that Jacob has a notorious history of grasping at other people's blessings. He holds upon the ankle of his brother. He's a twin. His brother is born first, and he's holding onto his ankle as the baby goes out, as if wrestling for the first position. He deceives his father in his blindness in order to receive the blessing of the firstborn. "Who are you?" He doesn't answer honestly. And so this mysterious messenger asks him his name. And Jacob tells the truth. "I am Jacob." I think the name, I don't remember the exactly in Hebrew, but it means the one who grasps after the other. So he admits humbly who he truly is. And because of that, this encounter of truth, the mysterious person blesses him and gives him a new name. It's very interesting to see in the gospel text the mute man who has an encounter with truth. Truth is Jesus. And after the demon is cast out, after the deception is gone, the man speaks. It's interesting today because I was reading this morning in the Office of Readings under the feast day of St. Benedict, and it seems there's a lot of emphasis in the reading that was chosen for the feast day in the Office of Readings about the rule of St. Benedict and all of the observances and the doing and the loving of God first in one's life and all of these things. But a reminder to us all, I'm sure that Benedict would agree, that our response of love is exactly that, a response. Our actions of love, the ora et labora of our life, is not to be loved, but is first and foremost an expression, a response to the one who loves us. Brothers and sisters, if we find it hard to live out our Christian faith, to do what is asked of us, let us draw close to his love so that in knowing that we are first loved and in receiving that love, we might with greater response and fidelity do the ora et labora, the work and the prayer of our life, not to be loved, but from the place of being loved in spirit and in truth. Amen.